3-4 weeks of study at the British Museum, and then my wife came over, and we toured France, and with the thought of we had a car, and we were just looking for the ambiance rather than looking for relatives or anything of places we knew our forebears came from, because though my name is unmistakably German, I am more than 3/4 French by descent. And she is almost entirely, so my wife is. So we went looking for gene pools, so to speak, in some smaller towns we really found them. Had almost unbelievable experience in Marmont, which is where my maternal grandfather's people came from, of walking down the street and picking out cousins as we went, you know, one by one. There goes so-and-so, and there goes so-and-so. It was really, really quite startling. Of course, it's a little out-of-the-way kind of place where there wouldn't be much exchange of population, I suppose. It's known as the ketchup capital of France nowadays. Does that really intrigue you?
Well, it's nice to have some sort of a distinction anyway.
I had no idea that before I went there. But it's tomato capital, more or less, and they do manufacture American ketchup there. We had a funny episode. A relative of a man who is connected with the antiquities of Angers, which is where my wife's mother's people came from, we had a letter of introduction, and we called on this man. He invited us to Sunday brunch at his house, and he asked, you know, why we had come to Angers, because there aren't too many tourists there, not Americans anyway, and we told him. He said, well, he got both the name of the father and the mother, and this man who had been a soldier of Napoleon who came to Louisiana. And the mother's name was quite offbeat. I mean, not a typical name at all. It was And he said, Monsieur Tepaton, Monsieur he habite à deux maisons, two doors away, and my children are there right now playing with his children, and I'm going to phone him and ask him to come over for a drink after dinner. And so my wife met her third or fourth, fifth cousin, I guess, in that way, without even looking. But that, of course, is just sort of tourist travel in a sense, except, of course, the working aspect at the British Museum. Well, I have traveled for business and, you know, academic reasons, constantly. I've been specializing in Mexican towns. Within the last year. No, I mean, I'm joking. It happens that the meetings took me to San Antonio and San Francisco within the last 6 months.
What sort of organizations do you belong to? Professional or social or otherwise?
Lord. Well, I mean, the Medieval Academy of America, the International Arthurian Society, the Louisiana Folklore Society, the South Central Renaissance, I'm a member of the Governor's Commission on Folklife in Louisiana, for what that's worth. Fairly good for squaring a ticket if you're on the highway.
That's very handy. What does the International Arthurian Society do?
Well, it's a bibliographical, and for example, there's a branch in each of the major countries of Europe and also in the United States, and the useful thing they do is to publish the bilingual or trilingual, actually, bibliography of they meet once a year in interesting places like Durham or